Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly, I could...
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Podcasting almost live.
Everything digital.
The Everything Digital Podcast.
I am once again recording almost live from a racquetball court. However, this time I'm not using the 8 kilohertz Belkin voice recorder for the iPod. I'm using Podzilla Linux for the iPod, and I'm recording at 96 kilohertz. So the audio quality should be greatly improved, and hopefully I won't get the popping that used to happen whenever the ball would hit something. Let's go ahead and try that now. All right, I've got it's a stereo microphone, but I think it's being converted to mono. And it's on my shirt pocket here. And I hope it's not getting too much interference from the shirt moving, so. So anyway, I thought I'd talk about my experiences with iPod Linux, because so far, I would recommend installing it. There don't really seem to be any drawbacks. Sometimes you don't get a very good install, and you just got to uninstall and install again. But basically, your iPod Apple OS is still on there, so, and you can keep that the default OS. So it's basically the same iPod as it was before, but now you've got all these great new features, which you can access by pressing the previous button when it's starting up. The main feature that really makes it so worth it is the recording. Because now I've got you can record in the left earbud. So you've basically got a 96 kilohertz recorder wherever you go, as long as you're using iPod earbuds. There's also games on it, and you can always put additional apps on it, but I wouldn't say get it for the games, because, you know, it's kind of hard to reboot just for a game. Although I guess if you were waiting somewhere, and the games are, you know, okay, probably the best is Minesweeper, which is basically like the normal, or it's called Nine Sweeper or something, and it's like the normal Minesweeper game. A little harder to navigate because you're using a scroll wheel. But a lot of games that make good use of the iPod's controls. And I think they're working on porting Quake and Prince of Persia to the iPod. So anyway, go to iPodLinux.org. And if you're on Mac OS X, there's an installation package that you just download, and it automatically does everything. Takes the iPod's firmware off of the iPod, patches it to allow two OSs, and then puts it back on. And it's really easy. Now that we've got this Linux functionality, the next step is to develop more applications that could really work with podcasting. And Adam Curry's working on that. Trying to make an iPod that's actually on the iPod. The only problem is then the synchronization gets messy, because when you got the iPod or going right into iTunes, then you can still listen to it on your computer and it's synchronized neatly to your iPod. But if you've got it on the iPod, then if you want to listen to it on your computer, how do you do that? You got to download it again or something. Um, And the other thing is, the iPod Linux, not so great for music playback. It doesn't really work. AACs just are garbled mess, and MP3s are staticky at best. So hopefully that'll improve. But really, you gotta move to the Apple OS to actually listen to music. So another thing, the iPod Linux stuff, probably for a limited time only. I'm guessing Apple's gonna patch it pretty soon, like they did for the real hack. But maybe, and this is a big maybe Apple will embrace this. And, you know, it's got all this great functionality now. And maybe they'll work with the iPod Linux guys and actually get some improved functionality of the iPod. But overall, I don't think Apple likes it because you can now get the songs, you can get your songs off the iPod, put them on another computer, which means sharing is easier, illegal sharing. So a lot of stuff that Apple wouldn't want is surfacing in iPod Linux. So I think it's going to be patched pretty soon. But you could just download it now and not install the next iPod update. Of course, then you're probably not going to be able to use the iTunes Music Store. So that sucks. Anyway, well, we got it for now. And looking at more application development coming to it. So it's going to be a good thing. And this recording is great. I mean, I hope this turns out well. I think it should be pretty good. There's a lot of reverb in here. Reverb. Yep, there it is. But, you know, this just works out conveniently. And I can still play while I'm recording. Works out well. Don't know how well you can hear me, but anyway, I was just inspired by that walk through Miami that Adam Curry did, and his just talking to people on the street and hearing different sounds of the community, and I thought that was cool. There should be a podcast that's just, somebody just recording at random times throughout their day. And, every day or every couple of days, just on their morning walk or, and whatever thoughts come into their head, they say, and whatever people they meet, they talk to, and they record all that and put it in a podcast. I'd subscribe. I think that'd be pretty cool. Oh. Anyway, I think I'm gonna put this in GarageBand, because actually the way it comes off the iPod, it's a WAV file, and you can't really convert it to anything or it distorts. So I think I'm going to record it in GarageBand, still using SoundFlower, and that way I can patch some music in here as well. Get some non-RIAA music or something. So anyway, I think I'm gonna stop for now. I hope that all recorded fine. Looks like it's 8 minutes and 30 seconds or so. It'll be longer once I patch music in, so. Anyway, I'm gonna stop recording here, and hopefully this was a nice demo of the 96 kilohertz recording.
I'm just...